Hello, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, the podcast dedicated to fitness, nutrition, and wellness tips. Today's episode is a very special episode because we're sharing a recent live training that we hosted all about how to turn your fitness passion into profit. In this training, we share things like the number one thing that is keeping you stuck as a coach and how to shift this for success. We also talk about the three simple step method that we use to have our first $34,000 year when we began our business. And the three biggest mistakes that most coaches make when entering the industry that causes them the most stress and how you can avoid it. So check it out today. And of course, our Summer Fast Track certification programs are open for enrollment right now. So if you're ready to get started to build the life, health, and fitness business of your dreams, make sure you visit www.fitchicksacademy.com/FNE to learn more and enroll today. Get started on building the dream business now. Now on to today's episode. So welcome everyone to your masterclass. My name is Amanda Quinn. I'm one of the co-founders of Fit Chicks Academy, and I'm super happy to share this information with you today. We're going to be talking about how to take your passion for health and fitness and coaching and helping others and being this heart-centered health professional and turning it into a profitable business. And this is going to be like, this workshop is meant to be interactive. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to just help you see what is possible and kind of get an idea of how to really structure an opportunity for yourself to be able to dive into this industry, whether it's part-time, whether it's a side hustle, whether it's a full career change, whether it's a retirement plan, whatever it is. But this is just to give you that full scope and idea of how to do that. So we're going to dive right in. Now, before, of course, the three things that we're going to be covering today are, number one, it's the number one thing that is keeping you stuck. Okay. So whether you are coaching now or you are someone who is thinking about coaching, this is the one thing that will keep you stuck over and over again. And we're going to talk about how to shift it so that we can get into a success mindset. The second thing is the simple three-step method that we used in our company when we first started Fit Chicks. So when we very first started in 2008, this is the three simple methods that we used and we implemented right away that generated us in our very first year over $34,000, which to us at that time, we were working full-time. So to have an extra $34,000 each generating that, it was amazing, right? It was an amazing opportunity for us. And I always think about it now and I'm like, you know, how much would an extra $34,000, $35,000 a year make for you in your life right now, right? That could be completely life-changing. It could alter so many things in people's lives. And so I'm going to share with you the three things that we did differently in our business that allowed for us to grow our business. And the thing that I would still do to this day, and we still do in our business to be able to generate seven figures. Then I'm going to be sharing with you the three biggest mistakes that most coaches make when entering the industry, what causes you to feel stressed, to completely just get overwhelmed, and what we can do differently. Okay. So before we get into all of that, though, I think it's really important that you understand who we are as a company and as individuals, right? So Laura Jackson and myself, and I apologize, I've got like green marker stuff all over me. We were doing some like painting stuff last night. So if you just see like my hands are all like bluey color. Anyways, I just noticed as I looked down. But so Laura Jackson and myself, we have been best friends since grade 9. And when we first started in this industry, I got to tell you, like, we didn't get started right away. So we, in grade 9, long story short, we became best friends. We started working out together. We started going to the gym together. We started going to yoga classes together. If you name it, I've probably tried it when it comes to fitness. I've done everything from mixed martial arts programs and capoeira to belly dancing, run fit programs, boot camp programs. We even went to the Biggest Loser Ranch in Utah and trained with the trainers out there for a week to just kind of experience what that would feel like. Like, we have done so many things when it comes to health and fitness because we love health and fitness and became a part of who we were. So when we first started getting into this industry and getting into just even our own health journeys, we were just trying to figure it all out. We were doing fad diets, we were doing different workouts, we were doing all the things, right? And just seeing what it was. But then fast forward a few years later and health and fitness became a part of who we were. It wasn't just something we did. It was like, we self-identified with, yes, I am someone who loves this. This is a part of who I am on a daily basis. And so fast forward a few more years later though, and we ended up going to post-secondary school and then going to get the corporate job and doing the thing that we thought, quote unquote, we were supposed to do, right? The thing that the kind of world sort of tells us is like, that's the path that everyone takes. So we did this path And we both had jobs that we didn't dislike. So Laura was the international marketing manager for Hilton Hotels. I was the manager of sponsorship and advertising for the Toronto International Film Festival. And before that, I worked in the music industry as the manager of sponsorship and advertising for House of Blues concerts. And so we had these great jobs, great opportunities for quote unquote, like growing, like climbing the corporate ladder and like all that kind of stuff. But we just didn't care about it. And that's the thing that like we realized, and I'm so, so grateful that we realized this at a young age, because we used to live together at that time and we used to come home from work and we'd always just be like, how was your day? And it was always like, it was okay. And it was never like, this was amazing, or I was so excited about this. It was always just like, like very neutral, right? Not dislike, but not enjoy. And I remember we sat down and we had this conversation and we were like, is this really all there is? Is this all there is to life? Like you just kind of feel like you're on this hamster wheel. You're going through the motions. You're doing things that you've sort of like, but you don't really love. Is this it? And it was actually at an outdoor fitness class in 2008. It was June of 2008. We were at this outdoor fitness class together. It was in the evening and we were laying under the stars and we were doing crunches. And this moment is like ingrained in my soul because this is the moment that changed our lives. And we were doing these crunches. Nelly Furtado's song was playing on the radio in the background. And we both looked at each other. We sat up and looked at each other and we said, this is what we should do. And so we literally walked home from that class. We sat at our little, we had this little wooden dining room table in our townhouse in downtown Toronto. And we sat there and we said, okay, what do we call ourselves? And that's actually the story of how Fit Chicks was born. And that was the day that changed our lives. Because once we decided that we had a company name and we knew what we were going to do, we just went full steam ahead. And I got to tell you, we had people around us. We had friends, family, colleagues, all these people around us telling us like, you know, you're crazy. What are you doing? There's so much opportunity. You could do so many things with your job and blah, blah, blah. And we were like, we don't care. Like, this is not something that lights us up. Right? We want to do something that we feel is like giving back and that is supporting our lives and producing the lives that we choose and that we want. And so it was in that moment that we decided. And when we started Fit Chicks though, I got to tell you all, we didn't quit our full-time jobs for 1 year. So for 1 year, we kept our full-time jobs and we did it as a side hustle. So just on the side, we were just running classes a couple of nights a week. So it was 2 nights a week and running our fitness classes, but they blew up so quickly. And we had 7 women sign up to the very first class. When those 7 women signed up, we almost quit. We were like, before we even started, we were like, should we just cancel? What if they don't like it? What if they don't show up? What if they show up and they never come back? What if they like, we really suck at this, right? We have no idea what's going to happen. But we were like, we got to take that fear, all that anxiety, all those nerves, and just bundle it up and take it with us for the ride and just see what happens. And so we were able to grow our business from 7 women to 7 figures in a few short years, right? It was just a couple of years and we were able to grow our business so quickly and bring it nationwide. The first year we kept our full-time jobs, as I mentioned. And that's a really important thing to know because so many people think that you have to decide right away what to do. We decided we would work part-time on our business, work full-time at our 9-to-5s, save up all of the money that we were making in our company so that we then ended up covering our whole salaries each for an entire year. So we had enough money in the bank that we could quit our jobs. And even if we made $0, we knew that we could pay ourselves the same way we were paying ourselves from our corporate jobs. That was our decision, right? So every person has a different decision and has a different pathway, but that was ours. And for us, it just made sense, right? So that's what we decided to do. But we were able to grow our business so quickly that we never looked back. Like we never thought about it again. And all those people that were around us, they were always like so fearful. In the end, they're like, oh my God, you guys are doing so amazing, right? They're our biggest cheerleaders. And that's what's so cool. And then, you know, from that, we were able to build at-home systems, online systems. We took our at-home systems, we sold it on the shopping channel, which if you're in the United States, it's like QVC in the US. We were able to build out retreats and then of course our certifications, which again, I'll talk about that later today. But so now that you kind of know sort of our story, I really want to dive into what you are here for, right? Is to learn how you can take your passion and how you can take that love for health and fitness and becoming a heart-centered health coach and make it a profitable opportunity. And so the very first thing that I want to cover is the one thing that's keeping you stuck. And this is the one thing I promise you, this is the one thing that keeps almost every single one of us as human beings stuck in the same place. And it's going to seem so simple, but we're going to dive into it. And it is your mindset. And there's 2 different mindsets that we're going to be talking about. Okay. And we will get into numbers and we will get into more tactical things, but this is the number one thing, because if you have that fear, right? And the two mindsets that you have is either personal beliefs or your money mindset. These are two things that if you are not sort of working through those blocks, they're going to continue to hold you back. I promise you. Just like when we started our company, you know, if we didn't have that belief in ourselves, if we allowed the people around us to tell us, excuse me, so sorry. But if we allowed for the people that were around us to tell us, you know, that, oh, well, you know, what are you doing? You're crazy. You can't make any money in this industry. What if you're not good at this? All of these things, then we would have never went after the thing that we wanted the most. So when it comes to your personal mindset, what you believe to be possible for you could either be amazing or it could really hold you back, right? It's either or, like, that's sort of what's going to happen. And it's like, you have to think about, what do you truly believe is possible for you as a person, as a coach? And if you are thinking, well, that is impossible, how do we change the mindset? How do we shift that energy to think about it differently? So the things you have to think about, and I want you to ask yourself these questions, like, as a coach, what do you believe that you can achieve? So what do you truly believe that you can achieve as a coach? So do you believe that you could build an entire fitness empire? When we started Fit Chicks in 2008, we actually always said we were building a fitness empire. We never thought of it as we're just teaching a fitness class. We always thought of it as the fitness classes were the catalyst. They were the starting point to the empire that we were growing. And I know it sounds like really, you know, really big to be saying those kinds of words in the very beginning of starting a business, but we truly believe that. We knew that there was something so much bigger that we were creating. And when we say we're creating an empire, it's not like, oh, for us to like sit and like have all of this around us. It was about this community and this effect of this ripple effect that's happening around the world, where we're certifying people now, and then they're out in the world and they're impacting their families, their lives, their communities, right? And that's like the empire state of mind, is like, that everything is happening all together. So when you ask yourself this question, you know, it's always interesting to look at that answer. Like, what do you truly believe that you can achieve? If you believe that you can create a program where you can have 5 people in your program, then you'll probably have 5 people. If you believe that you can create a program that you can sell out in a month, you probably will sell that out, because when you have this certain energetic state and when you have the mindset around it, it's like, it's not like this woo-woo stuff that I'm telling you, because it's not like, oh, well, if I think this, then it'll just happen, right? That's not what I'm talking about. It's really about like your thoughts impact your actions, right? So when we think about it, when we're like, okay, I believe that I can achieve a sold out program and have this amazing empire, then by that belief being true to you, you will do the work. You will take the action to create that. And I believe that 100%. And so I need you to really do that self-reflection work of like, what do I truly believe that I can achieve? Is it one client, or can you create an empire for yourself? What do you really want is the other question, right? The other thing that you want to ask yourself too is, why would anyone hire me as their coach? Right? And I want you to write down all the positive things about yourself as a coach, because in those moments when you're having those limiting beliefs or those thoughts that are coming in and going, oh my gosh, like why would anyone hire me? Or like, what if I suck at this? And you're starting out, those are the thoughts that I had. When you look back at that list of things of why people would hire you, maybe it's because you have this infectious energy, because you have such kindness, you have empathy, you are skilled, you are amazing at what you do. You have an amazing background in sports and physio or whatever it is, whatever your own story is. What is it about you that makes you you? Because every single person is going to attract their own tribe, right? Who is attracted to me as a coach is going to be different than who is attracted to you or to Laura or, you know, anybody. So we have to think of it from that lens. Why would anyone hire me as a coach? And I want you to write down all of the positive things as to why somebody would hire you. Now, the next thing that I want you to think about too is your limiting beliefs and your thoughts. And this one is a really important one, right? Because this step is like, when we look at those thoughts, the limiting beliefs and the thoughts are the things like, oh, the market's so saturated, I'll never be able to find clients. Or, I'm going to suck at this, or, well, I don't have a six pack, so no one's going to hire me as a coach, or I'm too old to be like for people to want to hire me and things like that. And the thing is that all of those things are just thoughts. And this is such a powerful thing to learn, is that the way that we think, the way our thoughts go, is that our thoughts are there to protect us, but our thoughts are just thoughts. They're not based on data. They're not based on facts. So when we started our company, FitChix, in 2008, and we had the thoughts, what if we suck at this? What if nobody shows up? What if they show up and they never come back because we are so bad? Those are just thoughts. Right? They were not facts. There's no data that supports that that is a true statement. And so when we think of it from that perspective, can we look at it from a different lens and say, okay, that's just a thought. I'm going to replace that thought with a positive thought. I'm going to show up and I'm going to do the work. And then I'm going to analyze the data afterwards. So if I had someone show up and then they never come back, then I have to look at, well, what did I do in that session that maybe made it so that it wasn't something that was successful for them, or that they didn't feel, that they could match my energy or whatever it was. But you have to look at it, but you don't want to look at those thoughts at the beginning. You don't want to let them hold you back, because they're just thoughts. And when we remind ourselves of that they're just thoughts, they're not actual facts, then it allows for us to be able to move forward in a bit of an ease, right? They're still going to come up. Trust me, those thoughts are still going to pop up. Even when you have, like, we run a successful 7-figure company, and I still have those thoughts of like, what if people don't like this, right? And the thoughts are still going to come up, but you really just have to learn how to like pack them away, create a new thought, and then look at the data after. So in order for us to be successful, we have to have a firm belief in what is possible and what we are truly capable of. So what I want you to do is I want you to list out as well, look for proof of other successes in your life, so that when you have those thoughts of like, could I really do this? Could I be successful? You have a list of other things that you've succeeded in. Maybe it's things like, maybe you graduated from secondary school. Maybe you've held a job for the past 30 years and you have had all these promotions. Maybe you have successfully done homeschooling with your kids. Maybe you are just someone who has successfully had a whole plant family that you've been taking care of, right? Which I don't even know how to do. So it's like, look at things that you have done. And I want you to make a list, a short list of just some of the things that you have proof that you have had success in. And they can be as small as you want or as big as you want. But these are things that you reflect back on as an entrepreneur, as a coach, as somebody stepping into a new role. You want to have things that are proof that oppose the limiting beliefs, right? You don't want to have those limiting beliefs take over. And then you're like, oh, I probably won't be successful because of this. It's like, no, I will be successful because look at all of the other things that I have been successful at in my life. You also want to celebrate your small victories, right? When we are entrepreneurs, when we are coaches, when we are getting into this space, sometimes it's like, we're looking at like the bigger goals. Like, oh, I want to have a massive social media following, and I want to have a 7-figure business, and I want to have all of these things. And when we think about those big things, they seem so daunting and so large and so scary. Instead, what we want to do is we want to celebrate small victories, just the same way we would with a client, right? As a coach, you may be working with a client who has a massive goal at the end of like, oh, I want to, maybe they completely want to transform their entire health. But we don't want to just wait till the very end to celebrate them. We want to celebrate them every single milestone along the way. And so you want to do the same thing with you as a coach, with you as someone getting into this industry, with you as someone who is, you know, building a business, whatever it is. But you want to be celebrating all of your small victories and your wins. I got my first client. My first client signed on with me again. I have 10 new followers this week, whatever it is, whatever those victories are for you, but you want to make sure that you take time to celebrate those. So I encourage you, in your calendar, build in on a weekly basis, just like a little 5-minute gratitude sort of moment where you will think back of the week that you've just had and celebrate some successes, so that you can keep yourself really mindful of all of the positive changes that you're making in the world as a health-centered, health and heart-centered fitness professional. And then the last thing you want to do is train your brain to see the limitless possibilities. You want to be thinking about it as that is not impossible, right? Anything is possible. I promise you. And we tell this, it's so interesting, right? Because we tell kids this, right? And we've probably been told this as kids, but like, I've told my little one, like, you can do anything you want in life, like anything at all, right? It's totally possible for you. You really just have to take the time, learn the skill, apply the knowledge, and anything is possible. Now, mind you, they told me that she told me that she wanted to be a shark when she was older. So I felt like that's like a little bit limiting. I don't think I can help you do that, but we could definitely look into like marine biology or things like that, right? So, I mean, there is going to be a few limitations when it comes to certain things. However, I want you to train your brain to start thinking about it from the lens of like, anything is possible for me as long as I get the skills I need, I apply the knowledge I have, and I work towards the goal I want. I promise you that anything is possible, anything at all. You know, when we started running our business, like I said to you in the beginning, we had so many people around us just telling us like, it's not possible. Even my own dad, right? My own father, when I told him that we were starting FitChicks, he said, that's the stupidest thing I have ever heard. That was his exact words to me. And I was like, okay, I'm still going to do it. And I'm not going to allow other people's perspectives and other people's opinions around me to block me of what could be possible, right? And Laura and I sat there and we said, anything is possible. We can create this if we choose to, if we just really believe in ourselves and in our skills and in the ability to create an amazing community, right? And so we sat down and we just decided to kind of block out all of those outside noises and just stay really laser focused on what the goal was, which was to create an amazing, impactful community and an inclusive environment for people around the world to be able to have health and fitness in their communities, right? And by us creating that opportunity, it allowed for us to be able to create the lives that we dream of today. And now the second thing that I want to talk about when it comes to mindset is the money mindset side. When we're thinking, because today we're talking about turning your passion, your health and fitness passion into profit. And when we think about profit, sometimes people get really uncomfortable with the idea of money mindset. How you feel about making money, about creating money, about receiving money, that is your money mindset. And I would love for you to just write it down for yourself, like, what is it that when I say these words, when I think about making money, how does that make you feel? When I think about making money, teaching others health and fitness, sometimes it can make people feel really empowered. Sometimes it can make you feel really almost guilty. And I've heard this from so many people saying, I feel guilty for taking money, for helping someone. I really just want to help others. And as heart-centered health coaches, we do, we want to be able to give to the world. We want to be able to like help everyone, right? This is like 100% our goal as well at FitChicks. However, there is nothing wrong with being paid for a skill set to be able to help impact someone's life. And when we shift the mindset around making money is not a negative thing, it's a positive thing, because when there's an energy exchange, someone's exchanging money to you in exchange for help for them. But what that's also doing is the money is then helping you in your life to be able to pay for things, take care of yourself, take care of your family, whatever your obligations are. And then in turn, you have more energy to give, right? And so there is this massive energy exchange. So when we think about making money, we have to try to shift the thought around it being a negative to a positive. Also thinking about creating money, you know, what do you think about when you think about creating money? Some people think making money, creating money can be really challenging, right? And receiving money can also feel really challenging. People get really nervous about like gifting and when people give them things. Instead, you need to be open to that. When we open up to receiving what the universe and the world wants to provide to you, it'll just continue to provide. But there is an energy exchange happening, right? So you're receiving and then you're giving. And I truly believe that 100% when it comes to money. That you need to be able to receive, but you also need to be able to give. So you're giving your skills, you're giving your time, you're giving your valuable content, you're giving life-changing, life-altering health advice. And, you know, you could potentially change the trajectory of somebody's health for the rest of their life. And so this is a high value thing that you are giving to the world by you studying this, by you loving this, by you wanting to share this information and being able to work with someone, whether it be one-on-one or in a group setting or whatever it is, you are potentially changing the rest of their life, the rest of maybe their family's life and how everything will impact their entire family and community. And so when we recognize that, you know, it allows for us to really understand the value associated to what we do as health coaches. I believe like as a health coach, we are like in the preventative medicine sort of category, in my opinion, because as health coaches, as fitness professionals, as nutrition professionals, we are potentially like that frontline sort of work done, not frontline workers, but we're working on that sort of front end, you know, helping people potentially have better habits, better lifestyles, better everything to avoid potential issues down the road. Right. And so that is such a powerful thing to be able to give to others. So I really just want you to think about it from that perspective of the mindset around what you think of yourself as a coach and what is possible. And then also the money mindset of receiving and giving and how important that piece is. And this is Shelly. And Shelly is someone as a graduate of our academy. You know, she was 51 and she was in a position where she was like having an empty nest syndrome. And she was like, I just, you know, her daughter was going off to school. She was just getting divorced from her husband. She was like literally starting her whole life kind of focused on herself again. And she was like, I now need to be able to give back to the world. And so she's like, I want to be able to, she had been taking care of her own physical well-being, finances, mentality, everything to keep herself and her family going. But she's like, I now want to be able to give that to others. I want to show other people, help them with their finances, their fitness, and bring everything together in one place to be able to support them, right? Because all of the pieces matter. Every single aspect really matters. So it matters for you as an individual, and it matters for you to understand these things to be able to support your clients in the best way possible too. So that is sort of the number one thing, right? The number one thing is the way that you're seeing coaching and the way that you're seeing mindset. Now, the step number two that I want to share with you is the three simple step method that we use to create our first $34,890 year. And that I would still use today, that would help us, you know, I know for a fact, like if I was going to start a coaching business today, I would do this exact same method over and over and over again. I wouldn't change a thing. I promise you that, because I know that this is a proven method that worked. So the first thing that we did was we focused on group fitness. So we focused on group fitness over personal training. We offered personal training as an option in our business, but the one thing that we focused on was group fitness. The reason why we focused on group fitness was, again, when we started our company in 2008, we had full-time jobs. And so while we were working these full-time jobs, we didn't want to teach a ton because we were working 9 to 5 and then we just wanted to start building and see what would happen, right? And so by us teaching a group fitness class, what it did was it allowed for us to be able to maximize our time and energy, make more impact in our communities, help more people, have a lower cost for the programming so more people could join from a financial obligation perspective. And it just made it much more accessible for everyone, right? And so when we were teaching our group fitness classes, I was actually teaching Monday and Wednesday nights. When we started out, I used to teach Monday nights and Wednesday nights. And it was a 4-week program people would sign up for. It was $159 for the 4-week program. And it was 2 nights a week. It was 1 hour from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. And then that class sold out. So 20 people was our maximum. So I had 20 women sign up for my program for a month at a time. And so I was making over $400 an hour teaching this group fitness class. But because my class was sold out, I decided to teach a secondary class back to back. So I would teach from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. and then 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Because again, I didn't want to burn out. I wanted to make sure that I was protecting my energy, but I knew if I was already there, teaching another hour was really not that hard, but teaching another night or 2 more nights a week would actually feel more challenging. So I wanted to create this environment that allowed for me to be able to support more people, but also support myself as a coach. So teaching group fitness allowed for me to be able to then work with 40 people every single week, right? So they would come every Monday and every Wednesday. And I had 20 women in the first class, 20 women in the second class. I was making $800 a night plus, right? That's incredible. So I was making over $6,000 a month teaching 4 hours a week of group fitness classes. And I would show up and I would teach the same class at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. So again, cutting down my time and energy of creating customized programming, it was the same class. I only had to teach 2 different classes every week. So when you think about it from that lens, creating a group fitness program allows for you as a coach to be able to maximize your time and energy, not burn out. It allows for you to make more impact in your community to be able to help more people. It makes it more accessible because the cost difference of $116, we were charging $159 for 4 weeks. For someone to sign up for a 4-week program for $159 versus my personal training, which was $60 an hour, it's a massive difference, right? So it allowed for it to be much more accessible from a financial obligation, from a longevity obligation, because most times people wouldn't want to sign up for, even if they did personal training. After a while, it would get pricey, right? And so you would want to be able to do it for a short window, but usually not for long-term strategies. And then of course, the other really huge benefit of creating group fitness programs is that you're creating a community for people. I had this amazing community when I was teaching my classes, and I had the same women that would show up, the same members every single month, month after month after month, to the point where they actually asked us to create an annual program so they could just commit for the year because they didn't want to have to miss their spot or have to like rush and sign up every month. And so we created this program, and I had these same people come for so long, and they created such a bond with each other that not only did they have FOMO, so they would be like fear of missing out if they didn't show up to class, so they all show up, but also on the weekends, they would meet up and go for walks together. After classes, we would sometimes sit around and like somebody would bring a recipe that they like made some like homemade Lara bars or something at home, and they would bring them and we would sit and enjoy them after class and just chat. And like, we created such a network and a community that even when I stopped teaching, so when I got pregnant with my daughter and I stopped teaching my fitness classes, my group started still meeting on Monday and Wednesday nights, and they would take turns leading a workout. Like, how freaking amazing is that? Right? To know that that kind of impact from just showing up and teaching a class and creating connection and teaching others how to, you know, move their body in different ways and how to structure programs and just showing them by example of what I was teaching, they were able to then create their own connection, their own bond, and their own program that they then taught each other. So cool. And the second thing that we did was we created a program, not just a class. When you think about it from that perspective, so many people, so many coaches struggle when it comes to teaching fitness classes because what they do is they will teach a fitness class and not a program. Think about like even gyms, right? Like large gyms or small boutique gyms. Oftentimes they have like this massive schedule of all of these classes that they offer, which is really cool. But there's no progression. There's no continuation from one to the next. There's no continuity. There's no accountability. People just show up and it's very much drop-in options, right? And so what happens in those scenarios is that, you know, what do you hear from most people? From most people that have a gym membership, they mostly say, I have one, I don't use it, right? A lot of times you will hear people say that. And the reason why is there's no accountability. There's no connection. When you create a program and not just a class, a program is something that is a structured environment. My program was you sign up for 4 weeks. It's every Monday and Wednesday. It's from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. If you miss the class, you miss the class. That's it. You've already committed in advance to showing up. You've put it in your calendar, and I want to make sure that you're going to show up. By creating a program like that and having a very specific timeline and schedule, people are more likely to show up. It creates accountability. We also had accountability on our back end as well, where if people didn't show up, then I would reach out to them. I would send them a quick email and just ask them how I can support them to make sure that they're going to show up the next class. Because when people show up, they get results. When they get results, they continue. When people don't show up, when it's a drop-in class, when it's just random and they don't show up because, oh, I'm still busy at work or I've got this other commitment or whatever, and they're not, they don't have it like as a set routine, what happens is they don't get results and then they just decide this isn't for me, right? And so if you as a coach want to build a business model that makes sense, create a program that progresses, that has committed timeframes, that has specific programming, that has accountability built into it so that your clients will actually show up to it and they will get the best results. And then the last thing that we did so differently in our programs is that we offered levels and modifications to make it an inclusive environment. Creating an inclusive environment is so important. When you are teaching a group fitness class, if you have someone coming to you who is starting out on their fitness journey, and then you have someone else who is coming to you who has been training for years, right? How do you create an inclusive environment? How do you challenge but not overwhelm? How do you create an environment that allows for everybody to feel included, that you're not feeling like someone is showing up and they feel like they are standing off to the side and they have to just march in place because they can't do a certain movement, right? I remember I had an injury once. I injured my back, and for about a year and a half, it was really challenging for me to do certain movements. And so I was going to a fitness class once, and I remember I wanted to go check it out because, again, I'm always curious about new workouts and everything else. And it was this CrossFit hybrid sort of class. And I was like, I'm just going to go see what it's about. And I told the instructor at the beginning, hey, I can't do certain movements that are go up and down like this because of my back injury. Is there anything that you can offer me in advance? And she was like, oh yeah, sure. You can just march in place while we do these certain things. And that was the solution to it. And I felt completely like isolated. I felt like I wasn't being supported. But I always think of it, you know, as someone who understands health and fitness and who has been in this industry, I can move past that. But if you're someone who is just starting on your health journey and maybe you're recovering from an injury, maybe you wouldn't have that same reaction to it. Maybe it would really make you feel defeated, right? And we want to create an environment that feels not only inclusive, but feels supported, that feels welcoming, that feels exciting. We want people to leave there feeling successful so that they want to come back. And so when we understand that this is such an important piece, and as a coach that we want to offer levels and modifications, and we want to create this, I always think of it as a one-on-one experience within a group setting. When you can create that magic, it's so, so amazing what will happen for every single one of your clients, because you are going to have people that are working within this group dynamic, but at their own levels, at their own paces. How we did that was things like creating things by time versus repetitions. So everything that we did was based on time. So it would never be like, oh, I want you to do, 50 pushups. It would be like, we're going to do 1 minute of pushups. And when we do 1 minute of pushups, then whether you do 5 or whether you do 50, that's totally up to you. And that's amazing, right? And so it was really about creating that so that no one ever feels like everyone's waiting on them or they have to catch up. It's always about creating their own journey within the group dynamic. The other thing too that we did, and this is such an important piece as well, and we teach this in our Fitness and Nutrition Expert program, is that setting your clients up ahead of time for success. So when someone comes to you, like I did to that coach, and say, I have an injury and this is sort of what I'm working with, having some knowledge to be able to say, okay, these are the different exercises that we'll be doing that may impact you. So here are the different exercises I'm going to offer to you during those times. So you're not just marching off to the side, but you're doing something completely that is working the same movements or working the same muscle groups, but just in a different capacity to work with your injury or your modification requirements, right? And then also offering levels of modifications. With our academy and with our coaching programs, we always offered level 1, level 2, level 3, low impact, medium, and then a high impact variation. Because when you do that, it also gives our clients the opportunity to kind of like, I always say it's like choose your own adventure, right? So it gives them the option. So they're never thinking, oh, I have to just do the beginner because I'm beginning. There are things that some people who have never worked out in their life can do a level 3. Maybe they can do pushups on their toes, but then maybe when it comes to running sprints on hills, they're going to be marching up them, and that's totally fine, right? But it gives them sort of variables to work around versus just being stuck in sort of like a box. It gives them an option to be able to choose. So those are the three things that I 100% encourage you all to think about and do as a coach, as someone who wants to either get into this industry or someone who is in this industry, that allowed for us to build our business the way that we did. And that would help you to be able to create that as well. And now step number 3, now, are you all with me? Just like put your hands up in the chat. Let me know that you're with me, that this is all making sense. Amazing. Okay. Awesome. Perfect. 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 Okay. So then the third thing that we are going to be doing, that we're going to be talking about right now, and I hope you all have your sheets handy, because this is where we're going to be talking about our sheets in just a moment. But this is the third thing, which is the three biggest mistakes that most coaches make when entering this industry that causes the most stress and how you can avoid it. Does anyone have any guesses? Put them in the chat. What do you think one of those things might be? Oh yeah, Bianca, there's going to be a replay. Don't you worry. Fantastic information. You're welcome, Leanne. Does anyone have any guesses? What would be a mistake that a new coach would make when entering this industry that maybe stresses them out so much? I would love to just hear your thoughts. No guesses? I've stumped you all. Having too many clients at once, advertising and promotion, lack of confidence. Oh, these are all great. Okay, great, great, great. Oh, that's Amanda. Amanda, that's amazing. I love that. Thinking you need to be perfect body yourself, that is 100% one of them. But not one of the ones I'm going to talk to you about today, but I agree with you. All right, so let's do it. What are the three biggest mistakes? Number one, thinking of it as an or versus an and opportunity. So when you're getting into this industry, so many times people think of, I'm either going to work full time or I'm going to be a coach. I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom or I'm going to build my own business. I'm going to do replace one with the other. Everything is an or game, but really in all reality, everything in life is an and opportunity. So Laura and I talk about this all the time and it is so, oh, that's amazing. Thank you, Amanda. But when we think about it, it's like when we're coaching and when we're building a business, it doesn't have to be one or the other, right? When I think about my life, I'm not just a CEO of Fit Chicks Academy. I am a CEO of Fit Chicks Academy. I'm also a mother. I'm also a wife. I'm also a friend. I'm also, you know, a content creator. I am also building two other businesses on the side, right? I have all of these things, these elements that are a part of me. And one of them is like a creative tool. One of them is this. It's like everything can be an and game. It doesn't have to be an or game. It doesn't have to be, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do this. And when we think about like anytime we're doing like either whether it be like a career change or a side hustle, like something like that, we always think it has to be like, oh, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do this. But in life, if you think about it, like I'd love for you to just make a short list right now of all of the things that you are as an individual, because it helps you realize like, oh, wait, I can do more. I can add another title to this whole running list of all the titles of things that I am, because I am not one dimensional. Right? I have so many variables about me. And when we think about it from that perspective, we recognize like, oh, okay, I can do these things. When we started Fit Chicks, it was like, yes, I am the manager of sponsorship and advertising for the Toronto International Film Festival, but I'm also a fitness professional starting my own Fit Chicks bootcamp program, right? And I'm doing both of them simultaneously at the same time. I'm building these things. And then when we chose 1 year later, we chose to trade in our suits for sweats and say, sayonara to the full-time job and then just go full in on Fit Chicks. Then it wasn't just like, that's all I'm doing. We were also doing other things, right? We were like, oh, we're also, you know, we were partners with the Women's Walk to End Breast Cancer so that we could use some more of our time to help with like charitable components that were close to our heart and things like that. So it doesn't have to be an or game. And that's just a really important thing to remember. You can decide what this is going to look like for you. You can decide the pathway for you. It doesn't have to be one or the other. And just please remember that, because I know I hear this from students coming into the academy. They think, well, I work full time. Will I be able to, you know, will I be able to replace my income? And you might not be able to replace your income right away, right? It took us 1 year to be able to do that, but within a year, you might be able to, right? And you may be able to triple your income, or you may be able to, like, the sky is the limit. You don't know what is possible. You don't know what you don't know is that statement, right? And you don't know what is possible for you. But all I can tell you is that it doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be, and you can do both. You could do a total career change, but you could also do a small side hustle teaching one client a week and fulfilling that like light inside of you that's saying you, telling you that this is your pathway, right? It doesn't have to be one or the other. And this is just that math that I was talking about earlier, which is, you know, teaching my 4 hours a week, I was generating over $6,000 a month. So, you know, and I would love for you to think about that. When I shared that math with you earlier, I know that it seems like it's like, oh, that's 40 people. That's a lot. Even if you like cut that down, divide it by half and then another half. So even if you only had 10 clients and you were charging the same amount of money that I was charging, which was $159 a month for 2 hours a week. So if you could think about it from that perspective, finding 10 clients to teach, to run a group fitness program, and you're charging $159, you could still make over $1,500 a month, which is amazing, right? Now, the second thing and the second mistake that a lot of people do is they don't get clear and focused on an opportunity. They don't get clear and focused on one thing. Most coaches want to jump all in and do all of the things, right? I mean, like hands up in the chat if you are guilty of that, because I know for me, I have a book, like an actual physical like notebook that I write all of my ideas in, because I have the hashtag bright shiny object syndrome, where I'm like, ooh, we should do this. Ooh, we should do that. Laura and I are like, we should write a book. We should do this. We should start a YouTube channel. We should blah, blah, blah. And we have all of these visions and ideas. And that is super normal. Yes. Guilty, guilty, guilty. All everyone's like guilty. Exactly. The thing is though, is that we all, if we are someone who is, if you're meant to, not meant to, if you have that entrepreneurship sort of like part inside of you, it is 100% normal to have all these different ideas. But here's the trick. What you want to do is you want to create something that you become known for. Okay. Write that down. Create something that you want to be known for. When you Google your name, what do you want to show up? So it's like Amanda Quinn. Do I want to be known as a fitness trainer? Do I want to be known as an educator? Do I want to be known as a speaker? What do I want to be known as? Right. When we started Fit Chicks Bootcamp, we wanted to be known as the best Fit Chicks, the best bootcamp program in all of Canada. Right. And so that was our focus. That was like our laser focus. Like, okay, how do we make this so freaking amazing that that's what we get known for? That's what it is. When you Google us, it's like number one bootcamp, amazing reviews, everything else. So I want you to write down, what is the thing? And you don't have to know these answers right now, but these are the questions that you want to think about, right? What is the one thing that you want to be known for? You want to build it well. You want to become known for it. You want to focus all of your attention on it. And then you want to create brand recognition with it, right? When we were building Fit Chicks Bootcamp, it was like, all we were doing was building our bootcamp and building it so that we could have a system that was so good. We wanted it to be so amazing. And then once we had the bootcamp system and it was amazing, and we actually had a system built, right? So that's why we were able to go nationwide, because we were able to hire other coaches. Once we perfected a system, we were able to take that system, that model, hire other coaches and say, follow this model. We know it works. Follow this model. We know it works. And then we were able to grow and grow and grow and impact more and more and more, right? So it was like business growing, impacting more and more and more at the same time. So it's that ebb and flow that I was talking about before, right? And so when you think about it from that perspective, then once we had that up and running, we were able to then go, someone just said vision ADHD, but like when you think about that perspective, you're like, okay, so cool. So I built that thing now. Once we had the model, we were then like, okay, how do we take that model and we put it online? Now, what about if we take that model and we build an at-home system? And then what if we started doing retreats? Like, retreats are really fun and cool, and we could have people come in and like get to know Fit Chicks, but also like we thought of our retreats as kind of like a stepping stone into health and fitness. So like a Kickstarter kind of weekend to introduce people to all different variables of health and fitness, nutrition workshops and meditation workshops and yoga and boot camp and all of these things, these cool challenges and stuff, so that they could kind of get a glimpse into like, hey, these are all different options when it comes to health and fitness. What resonates with me? So that when they left on the weekend, they would be like, okay, I know what I like. I know what I maybe don't like as much. And now I can really dive into it when I get back home. But we thought about those things and we had the ideas of them. We had the framework of what we wanted to do, but we didn't act on them. We focused on the thing that we wanted to be known for first. We had it up and running. It was running like a machine. And then we were able to then put more energy here. Because what happens is, if you have five different ideas, you're going to put 20% of energy here, 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 and here. And then with only 20% of your focus and energy on each of these projects, they're only going to resonate 20% of the time. Like, they're only going to bring in your ROI. So your return of your investment, not in terms of money, but your time, is going to be like 20%, right? So instead of only focusing on one thing, you're splitting it so much that you're going to get split results back. You just want to go laser focus. I promise you, it makes a massive, massive difference. And then the last thing, so once we've figured out what that laser focus is, we want to create your value equation. Your value equation is knowing your numbers. And I know you're like, wah, wah, math, right? Maybe someone's like, yay, math. Like, some people, my daughter loves math. I am like, wah, wah, math. But these numbers are really important numbers, because these are things that people don't think about. They don't think about when they're starting their business or they're coaching or they're thinking about even getting into this industry. They're not thinking, how much money do I even want to make? When I say I want to replace my income, what does that even look like? How many clients do I even need? What does it look like? How much money do I want to make in a year? When we don't think about those numbers, it's impossible to know if we're even reaching our goals. It's impossible to reach milestones. It's impossible to celebrate any successes because you don't have a measurable. And so I want you to think about it and know, what does success mean to you? From a financial obligations perspective, from a client impact perspective, what does that look like? Right? And so that's why this sheet, and you should have all received this worksheet. And if you haven't received the worksheet, I'm going to drop this in here, amanda@fitchix.ca. That is my direct email. If you have not received the worksheet, if you're having issues with it or whatever, let me know, email me, and I'll send it to you afterwards. But essentially, this worksheet is like, it's such a simple worksheet, but what it's going to do is it's going to force you to think about the numbers that are important. How much money do you want to make in a year? I want you to put it in there. Put in, what is your annual goal? Now, the funny thing is that most people say like, oh, my annual goal is like, I want to make $100,000 a year. And then when I say, okay, well, what's your monthly goal? Then they'll be like $5,000. And I'm like, well, 5 times 12 is not going to reach 100,000. So we've got to figure out the math on there, right? We have to make sure that the monthly goal and the annual goal makes sense. So if your annual goal is $100,000, then you have to think, okay, well, what's 100 divided by 12? And if that seems like a scary number for you, then maybe you need to make an adjustment, or maybe you need to just think, what is possible, right? You don't have to adjust anything. We don't want to, there's this, this quote that I love, and I have it actually on my whiteboard. That's why I just looked up here, but it says, don't decrease the goal, increase the effort. It's one of my favorite quotes. I can't remember who it's by, but I love that quote so much because so many times we'll think about this and we'll go, oh, $100,000 is going to, you know, it's like, well, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to make like over like $12,000 a month. And is that going to be possible? Okay. I'm just going to remove, I'm going to change this, but it's like, okay, no. If that's your goal, if that's your true goal in your heart, that's what you want to make, then let's just think about, what do we need to do to reach that monthly goal? And we need to just continuously increase effort, increase. And it's not even like, when I say effort, it's not in a negative way. It's like thinking about it from like, what kind of other things can I do to generate more revenue to be able to reach that goal? So what more impact can I make in the world? Because the value I give will be the value I receive. When I think about the value I give, what can I give to continue to increase, right? So you don't have to change it, but I'd love to know, what is your annual goal? What is your monthly? So drop it in the chat. I want to know, what would be your annual monetary goal? What do you want to make in a year? $100,000. Love it. And no answer is wrong, right? Everyone's answer is 100% correct. 50, 60,000 right now, 25,000 first year, 25,000 first year. Perfect. Our first year, Laura and I each made over 34,000, right? Like that was like a big number, but we didn't know at the time how to even do any of this. And this is why I'm sharing this with you. Because when you're getting into this industry, 20,000, perfect. Not my first year. Okay. But I want you to think about it from that perspective. Like, what do you really want to achieve? Okay. So now that we kind of have an idea, and thank you all for sharing, but now that we have an idea of what that looks like for your annual, then you divide it by your monthly, right? So if it's 25,000, so let me just do the math because my brain isn't mathing. So if we say 25,000 divided by 12, so you need to make $2,085 roughly. Seems pretty doable, right? So, and then if you're someone who said 100,000, which I know someone did, you've got to make $8,333. Okay. So again, not scary when you break it down. When you think about it from a big perspective of like, oh, I want to make $100,000. It sounds like a lot. When you think about it as like, oh, I need to make just over $8,000 a month. I'm like, not that bad, not that scary, right? But then we need to look at, okay, so in that scenario, then we need to break down, how are we going to achieve that goal? Okay. And this is the part that, again, when you think about stress, when you think about what people are not doing, this is what's going to cause you stress. If you don't think about these numbers, and if you don't think about how to actually make that $8,000 or $2,000 a month to reach your annual goal, then you're just like, you're literally just kind of running into it blindly, right? We need to be able to break down these numbers. So we need to look at this and go, okay, so if I'm going to focus on And I always choose group fitness classes first, obviously, because they are my love, right? If I say, okay, I'm going to teach group fitness classes because I know I can make more impact, like I talked about earlier, I can make more impact in my community. I can charge less, so it's more accessible for many people. But then also, I can make more per hour and I can maximize my time and energy. Yeah, group fitness classes are so great. And so if that's going to be my focus, then in here, I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to do group fitness classes and I'm going to teach 4 classes a week, let's just say, right? So like how I was doing it, where I was doing back-to-back classes, right? So it was 2 classes, 2 times a week, or 4 classes, but it was 2 classes back-to-back, Monday and Wednesday nights, right? So my number of classes would be 4 here. My total per month, right, would be 16. Amount charged, $159. And then over here, so in here, because I don't have the number of clients, but you want to put in kind of like total per month, I would put like 16 and then I would kind of put a little slash here. And I would say like 20 or something, like the number of clients that you have. Total earned for your monthly service would be X amount, right? So then you add up your math and then you figure it out. And then you look down here and you go, okay, so my total, and this should auto-populate for you, but you're going to do your total and they'll show you like my total monthly income will be $6,000. Let's just say if I had the 40 people, right? Mine was like 6,300 and something a month. So then I'm like, okay, I'm still not reaching my goal of 8,300 if my annual goal was 100,000. So where else could I don't want to teach any more group fitness classes because I don't want to saturate my own programming and I don't want people to split off, right? Because if you offer too many classes, then you might end up just teaching more classes and then you have less people per class, right? So I'd like to just keep my classes just to the Monday and Wednesdays. But then what else could I do? Oh, you know what? I could do a corporate wellness program. Corporate wellness programs are amazing. They're an amazing opportunity to be able to reach out to a company and say, hey, do you want to offer wellness programming to your clients? I mean, to your employees. So maybe it's that, or maybe it's online programs or challenges. Challenges are also amazing. And they're also, challenges are a really great lead generation tool where you can offer a challenge for 27, 37, 47, 97, whatever you want to charge for this challenge. And this challenge will bring people into your world, make you money in the beginning, but it's really great for people that have never worked out or have never started any health journeys that are maybe just starting out, to give them kind of like a taste into like, could I do this? Because a lot of times people get nervous about committing to a bigger program because they think, what if I sign up and I don't show up and I don't show up for myself, right? Like, what if I can't commit to this if they're just starting out on their health journey? That's a big fear. So a challenge is kind of like a mini stepping stone, like those milestones I was talking about, for them to get into it, to dip their feet in the water and be like, okay, look, I'm showing up for myself. I'm doing this thing. And they get to know you, right? So challenges are like, they're actually our number one thing that we used as lead generation tools for our boot camps, to bring people into our boot camps. We'd be like running 21-day challenges, 28-day challenges, weekend challenges, all these things to bring people in. And then once they were into the challenge, we would deliver so much great content and have so much fun in those challenges that then they would join our boot camps. So it's a really great tool. So maybe I would do some challenges and I would say, okay, I'm going to run challenges here. And instead of per week, I'm just going to say, I'm going to run 1 per month, right? So I'd be like 1/ per month. The total per month would be 1 here. Amount charged, maybe I'm charging $47 and I want to have, my goal is to have 50 people in it. And so then what would be my total there? And then I would do my total and then I would see, okay, what is my monthly income? Okay. So then if that reaches my goal, my monthly goal, then I'm like, okay, so all I really need is to find 40 people for my group fitness classes, which may sound like a lot, but it's not necessarily that much. And I need to run an online challenge. I need to have 50 people in it. So I need to find 50 new people, but I can also have the people in my program join the challenge too, which is what we used to do. So in our boot camps, we used to actually market the challenges to our students in the class, being like, hey, want to do this all together? And then they'd all be like, yes. And then we would have them join and we would give them a bit of a discounted rate. And then we would end up, so then our challenges would grow and grow and grow and have more and more people in it, more and more people having more impact in their health journey because these challenges were beneficial, but then also giving us an opportunity to be able to bring in new people into our world. So there, but this is the list. Okay. So I kind of went into like an idea around it, but really what you want to do is look at this list of all the services and you can change it, right? You can add in your own, but these are just some of the things that we were doing in our company. And I want you to think about, what are the things that you really resonate with, or that you, in your vision of who you want to become as a coach, what do you want to offer? And maybe it's personal training. Maybe you're like, oh, I do want to offer some personal training. I want to offer 3 sessions a week. And, you know, so that's going to be 12 per month. And I'm going to charge $100 an hour. And you can charge whatever you want. The value is there. You are providing a high value product. And then that would equal that. So you can diversify how you're offering it, but you want to have one core offer, right? So again, thinking about it, everything is leading into your core offer. Your core offer, so for us, it was our boot camp. Yes, we had personal training. It was for people that couldn't join the group training programs because their schedule didn't allow, or they had very specific goals in mind. The challenges were leading people into our business to then take our boot camps, right? So everything is leading into the same road. Everything is driving people to join our bootcamp programs because our bootcamps was our flagship offer. So again, going back to this thing of like, you know, knowing, getting clear and focused on one opportunity, this part, that is the thing that I want you to think about is how can I then take all of this information and create something that's generating people into, if I was offering meal plans, it would be like meal plans for fitness programs to match your fitness program, join our fitness program, offer it as a bundle. There's so many different ways to do it, but this is such an important step. And I don't want you to skip this step because a lot of people skip this step. Then they run blind. They're running their company and they go, I don't know how many clients I need. I don't know how much money I want to make. I don't know how much money I need to make to be able to replace my income. I don't know, you know, and then every month it's not scalable because it's just like constantly being like, oh, look, I have 5 clients this month. And next month I have 3, but I don't know if I'm anywhere towards my goal or if I have 8 clients, is that going to reach my goal? Like I don't have a goal. So we need to be very clear on this. We always help our clients set up strategic goals, right? We always tell them like, what is your goal with signing up with me as your coach? What is it that you want to achieve? You know, so that we can reach that goal. We have to do the same thing for ourselves as coaches and as business owners. So doing this sheet is like a non-negotiable. I want you all to do it. Take your time, go through it. And if you have any questions or if you don't have access to it, message me. Okay. Now this is Cheryl. And I just love sharing her story really quickly. Cheryl is someone who, when she joined our fitness and nutrition expert certification, she was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. I don't know what I'm going to do as a graduate, but she just knew that she loved health and fitness and she wanted to get started. After 4 months after graduating from her program, she ended up generating enough revenue as a part-time coach to cover all of her personal costs for an entire year. So her goal was to be able to cover all of her personal costs teaching part-time, and she was able to do that within a 4-month window. But again, she was clear on it, right? So what I want to share with you now, you know, that sort of everything I want to talk about, our passion to profit. And again, I will do a live Q&A at the end. But what I want to talk about now too, is I want to share with you a little bit more about how you can get started. So if you're someone today and you're watching this and you're listening and you're thinking, I do want to get started. I want to follow my passion for health and fitness. And I want to help others. I want to introduce you to our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Certification. So the Fitness and Nutrition Expert Certification is the only certification in North America that will certify you as a group fitness instructor, personal trainer, nutrition coach, and wellness coach. So it's a 4-in-1 certification. It certifies you in all areas. We also teach you how to create the business of your dreams so that you're not just holding your piece of paper at the end going, okay, now what do I do? Instead, we're really going to give you all of the tools to be able to be a skilled, amazing coach in all areas, and then also build that incredible business that you dream of. So this certification is 100% online, and it's going to certify you as a holistic fitness professional covering in all areas of practice. Now, even though it is 100% online, I think, you know, some of the things that when we thought about building our program and when we created the program, we thought, what are the things that are really important to us? And the first thing is that we wanted it to be affordable. We wanted our certification to not be like $10,000 and, you know, where people have to get loans and everything else to be able to achieve, taking the certification. We also wanted our program to be fully supported and full of coaching. This is a really important piece, even though it's 100% online. I know a lot of certifications out there that are 100% online are very much, and I've taken a lot of them. So this is why I know my experience has been, it's mail you a book and they're like, here, memorize a book, write a test, good luck, right? And you're very much just sort of floating on your own island, trying to figure it all out. we wanted our certification to be fully supported, full of coaching. And so that's why we created the program the way that we did. You have access to a Facebook community. You have access to your peers. You have access to a dedicated coach. We have a program manager overseeing your success, reaching out to you, keeping you accountable, fully supporting you every step of the way so that when you graduate from the program, you're ready to hit the ground running. But also, as you're going through the program, you never feel that overwhelming feeling of like frustration or like confusion, like, I don't know who to reach out to. Instead, you're actually going to have someone that you can support, that will support you throughout the entire journey. We also wanted our certification to be considered a top level certification and have full accreditation as well as be insured, which I'll talk about in a second. And of course, give you all the skills, tools, and confidence that you need to start the business of your dreams. And I know that you're here today learning about your passion to profit because you have a vision, you have this passion for health and fitness, and you have a vision of what you want to create. And that's what we want to help you do. Now, our certification, as I mentioned, it is fully accredited and recognized. And this was such an important piece for us, was to take all the necessary steps to go through this. And so the certification is accredited with AFAA, NASM. We are recognized with Canvit Pro as an FIS and PTS equivalent, as well as we've been nominated as one of the top training certifications by the Personal Training Development Center, as well as TotalCoaching.com. And the certification is also recognized as a level 2 training coach with all Good Life Gyms. So we have some of our trainers and some of our graduates, excuse me, that want to go and work in a facility while they build their business on the side. So they want to be like having a full-time job in a gym setting and then have a side hustle business that they're creating and building, kind of like what Laura and I did. And so in that scenario, we actually are recognized as a level 2 training partner with all Good Life facilities. So if you want to go work in one, you'll be seen as a level 2 coach. And then of course, our program is also insured nationwide. So when you graduate, you have full coverage to be able to offer all services. Now, I just want to share a couple of success stories with you before I just tell you a little bit more about the certification. So this is Yolanda. And Yolanda is someone who, when she came to us, she had a vision of what she wanted to create. And it wasn't just, I want to, you know, offer fitness programming, but she actually wanted to create a wellness program as a licensing opportunity. And that's what she's done. So since graduating, she has developed a wellness licensing program that she licenses to other coaches, which is such a brilliant business model because it was saying, you know, a lot of coaches have the fitness side and the nutrition side, but the wellness piece is that missing link that they're missing. And so she created a licensed program that then other coaches that want that education and they want all of the tools to be able to offer their clients can license from her to be able to then give to their clients. Sarah Taylor is someone who's a graduate of our academy who wanted to be able to change the way that this industry sort of just communicates and just sort of change everything, every aspect of this industry and make a difference in terms of offering plus size fitness programming and offering studio spaces that had inclusive programming. And so that's exactly what she did as Miss Plus Size Canada and a plus size model. She was able to open up her first studio within 1 week after graduating, which was a plus size women's fitness space. After 8 months, she opened up her second studio. With COVID happening, she decided to shut both of her in-person studios down. She went 100% online with over 140 students enrolling with her. She's also been sponsored by Nike, by SportCheck, by Lululemon, by Pennington's. She was in Nike's fall ad campaign as well. And she just actually told me the other day, and I don't know if this is top secret or not, but she just told me that she's also going to be in Knicks, their ad campaign coming up in, I think, this fall as well. And so she's just making incredible, incredible changes in this industry and just changing sort of and having representation and a voice in this industry, which, you know, at FitChicks Academy, one of the things that we believe in so strongly is that this industry in particular needs more ages, races, sizes, and abilities to be representing, because who inspires me is different than who inspires you, than who inspires my mom, than who inspires my sister, right? And so when we think about it from that lens, it's never about, you know, trying to fit into a mold. It's really about showing up as you are, taking your passion and sharing that passion. And then finally, we have Michelle Thomas. Michelle is someone who had lost over 100 pounds 3 times in her life. Can you imagine? So she lost it, gained it back, lost it, gained it back, lost it. Now she's maintained it for 9 years plus. And she, the difference was at the wellness side. So like what Tony was talking about, and, you know, it's one of the most important pieces, right? And we teach it in our fitness and nutrition expert program. We have a whole wellness component, but she knew how to lose the weight doing the fitness and nutrition, but she didn't know how to change her mindset and her habits, her internal dialogue, and all of the things that needed to shift and change to be able to have long-term success was what was missing. And so she ended up learning how to change those things. And then now she's maintained it, like I said, for over 9 years and developed her own business to be able to help other people not only change their fitness and their nutrition, but also look at day-to-day lifestyle and how to make changes and shifts so that they have lifetime success. So our invitation for you today is to join our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Certification Program. We have our summer fast track program right now. And I see a bunch of questions coming in. I will 100% answer them. We will be doing a live Q&A at the end. So keep them coming. But our program is, our summer fast track is open for enrollment right now. And this gives you exclusive access to the certification, but also you get all of these bonuses. So I'm going to talk about the bonuses right now. We have bonus number one that's included, which is our exclusive access to our certified business resource portal. Our certified business resource portal includes done for you workouts. It includes 3 months of done for you challenges, a 4-part business masterclass, and business trainings. If you want to learn how to build a successful coaching business, you want to build the foundations of your business, you want to learn how to market and how to sell and how to price your program and how to build a business plan, this is going to teach you all that. We built this because when we look back at our journey, when we started FitChicks in 2008, we didn't have any loans or investors, and we didn't have any money to hire business coaches. And so what we did was we took all of the things that we wish that we would have had, and we put it into here to give to you so that when you graduate, you have all of the resources that we weren't able to have be privy to at the time. Also included is our Ultimate Fitness and Nutrition Coaching Toolkit. This is everything that you would need from a coaching standpoint, from a nutrition standpoint, to be able to coach your clients as soon as you graduate. Rather than you going, okay, I've graduated, now what do my clients need? And then how do I build these things? We're giving them all to you. And these are all professionally designed by our graphic designer. So again, we couldn't hire a graphic designer when we started our business because we didn't have, you know, we didn't have the money to do that at the time. And so what we did was we had our graphic designer build them for you. They're all done in Canva. They're all copyright free. So there's no licensing or anything. And you can use them in your business, put your own logo on it and send it out to your clients. These are like meal plan templates, food logs, hydration trackers, fitness trackers, all of these things that you're going to use in your business. And they will just help you just to fast track everything. You don't have to build anything. You can just put your logo and send. And then the last piece that's also in the business resource portal is an interview series with Emily Baker. Emily Baker is our lawyer. She's incredible at what she does. And so we had her film a 3-part video series that you're going to get access to. This 3-part video series is like a game changer if you want a bulletproof business from the beginning. Rather than you avoiding the legal side altogether or feeling like it's overwhelming or confusing, she just walks you through step by step. Like, these are the things that you need to look at from a legal standpoint to protect yourself, right? So that you have a good foundation in your business to build and grow on. Also included in your certification are our coaching and on-demand application calls. So as I mentioned earlier, one of the things that's really important to us is that you feel fully supported throughout the entire journey. And so we're going to coach you every single step of the way. You're going to have a Facebook community of our students that you're going to be a part of, which is connecting with all of your peers, having this amazing network. You're also going to have access to our coaching team, and there are a dedicated coaching team to support you. Even when you graduate from the program, you're also going to have access to all of our graduates. We have an amazing graduate community that you have access to, and there's no charge for this grad community. It's part of our program. We want you to feel connected during the program and when you graduate from the program. The graduate community, they're in there talking about business, about clients, about you name it. You know, they're building businesses together, building programs together, co-marketing things. Rather than you, again, feeling like you have to do everything on your own, you're going to have this amazing network throughout the entire journey and even once you graduate. And then we have this super special secret bonus. This is like a surprise bonus, and this is only available to all of you right now. And this is our Fitness and Nutrition Challenge Coaching Bundle. Laura and I looked at it and we said, you know, the Passionate Profit, and we're talking about all of these different opportunities and ways that you can generate leads into your business, generate revenue for your business. What can we give to you to make this so much easier? And we thought, you know what we can give you? We can give you all of the challenges that we used in our business to bring people into our business. So our lead generation tools, like what I was talking about when I went through that sheet with you, all of the things that we included to help us bring people in, to generate more revenue, to give them that taste test of like, here is what it would feel like working with us, and then get them to join our programs. And so we're giving you all of our challenges. You're getting it all. right? This is a super bonus that is only available. I know. People are like freaking out in the chat. This is only available right now. It is only available until July 31st at 11:59 PM. So this is something that we don't ever offer. This is giving you access to all of our Done For You programs. So included, you're going to get our 28-day total body cleanup challenge. This is a 4-week Done For You program. It's created by nutritionists. It's 100% copyright free. This is about nutrition and habits, right? Looking at healthy habits and nutrition and helping. And this is 100% rebrandable. Everything that we give to you in these challenges are all rebrandable. They're all copyright free. You put your logo on it. You send it to your clients. You run it. There are how-to guides included in every single one of the challenges so that you know how to utilize them. But this is essentially it's a nutrition and habits challenge. So if you want to start adding on to your business, right? People are doing fitness with you. Now here's a nutrition challenge to add on. It is such a great bundle opportunity. It's also a great way to bring people into your world that maybe don't feel ready to jump into a full program yet. Also, you get our 21-day sugar shutdown challenge. This is a 3-week Done For You program that is all about basically detoxing from sugar, right? Getting sugar out of our system, understanding. And the cool thing about these challenges is that they're not just like, the challenge is just like, oh, we're going to just do this. It's like, there's so much education involved in it too. There's so many tools that you can give to your clients. There's booklets and worksheets and all of these things that are done for you that you then give to your clients. It's like talks about the hidden sugars and talks about how to detoxify them and challenges and swaps and all these kinds of things. And we give you the social media posts. We give you the emails. We give you everything you need to be able to run these effectively. You also are going to get access to our 10K step challenge. So this is one of our most successful challenges because this is about, we used to do this as a free challenge. And sometimes we would do a paid challenge, but oftentimes we did as a free challenge. It was a 4-week fitness challenge, bringing people into our world. Hey, let's all get stepping together. There was a tracker. There was like some documents. There's benefits of walking. There's a whole workbook you send to them. And the cool thing about these challenges, and just write this down, if you're going to run all these challenges, at the 2-week mark, you want to reach out. Well, the 1-week mark, you want to reach out and check in and see how everyone's doing. But at the 2-week mark, that's when you want to be able to try to see, how's it going? Are you feeling successful? Are you ready for your next step? And that's when you introduce them into your next program, right? At the 2-week mark, you don't wait till the end. You do it like mid challenge, because that's when people are feeling really successful. Endorphins are running. They're feeling really good about themselves and they're ready to commit because they realize I can do this, right? And then the last piece of our challenge pack that you're going to get is our Community Cure mini challenge pack. This includes 4 incredible engagement-based mini challenges that you can use to build on social media. You can build it in your community. You can build it with your clients. But these are little mini challenges that you can then use in your programs. You can use them as a freebie to get people into your programs. These are all done for you. They're all designed for you. They're all built for you. And they're given to you 100%. You get all of them. And our promise to you is that, you know, when you register for our program, we are so committed to your success and we stand behind our program so strongly. We have a 30-day money back guarantee. So literally you can sign up for our summer fast track program. You get all of the bonuses, everything I just talked about right now, and you get 30 days to try it out to see if it fits for you. Right. And if you feel like it's not, we'll provide 100% of your money back guaranteed because we want you to feel successful. So here are the 2 different levels of our certification. So we have our level 1 certification. Our level 1 certification is our full certification, including our fitness and nutrition expert certification that certifies you as a group fitness instructor, personal trainer, nutrition coach, and wellness coach. So 4 certifications in 1 training program. All video and audio modules, you get all of our complete course notes, videos, libraries, checklists, cheat sheets, templates. You get lifetime access to all of our course content and any upgrades that we do. You get access to our members only section, which is our Facebook community. You get access to your own membership portal that you can access 24/7. So you can work through your course at any time when it works for you. And you get access to our entire coaching team to support you every step of the way. Our full certification mailed to you. So a physical certification mailed to you upon completion of the program, as well as your digital assets emailed to you. And you get all of the bonuses that we talked about today. So bonus number 1, access to your certified business resource portal. Everything you need to set up your own business, to understand how to market, how to sell, how to strategize, your templates done for you, your masterclasses, your class, your Bulletproof Your Business masterclass with our lawyer, Everything is included in there. Bonus number two, on-demand application calls, as well as all of our coaching support. And our super bonus, which was the surprise bonus for today, which is our fitness and nutrition challenge coaching bundle. All four of those done for you challenges included. These are amazing challenges, super high value, and we're giving them all to you as a super bonus right now. This is well over $15,000 in terms of value. The cost is only just $19.97, or we have a payment plan available at $197 a month for 12 months. Now, I'm going to put this in the chat right now, and it is at www.fitchicksacademy.com/FNE. That is where you go in order to register. And yes, keep the questions coming in, everyone. I will make sure that I address them. And then also we have our level two option. So our level two option is that we also have, the full certification, the exact same thing. So everything that's included in level one, all of the same bonuses, the super bonus, everything that's included, but then you also get in level two, if you know that you want to build a group fitness business, you also get this extra piece. This extra piece is for people who know 100% I want to build a group fitness business. This is the Launch Your Group Fitness Business Mastermind Coaching Program that Laura and I have created for you. This teaches you everything that we did to build a seven-figure group fitness business. So if you liked what you learned today, then that is 100% for you. It also includes an eight-week done-for-you fitness program to rebrand under your own business, six monthly group coaching calls with Laura and myself once you graduate. So we have a whole monthly call system that we do with all of our graduates that is all about business. It's all about group fitness businesses. And you will get access to 6 months of those as part of this level. So you'll be able to walk through and talk about, there's a form that you fill out in advance of like where you're at with your group fitness business. And I ask you a bunch of questions. And then I help support you in answering any questions that you have to help you with momentum and continue to grow. So 6 months of business coaching with Laura and myself when you graduate, access to our Fit Chicks Academy Black Book. This is our life's work essentially handed to you because we're giving you our actual training manual that we gave to all of our coaches nationwide. So the exact manual that we said, this is what you do, exactly our model and how you build it. All of our like secret sauce is in there, right? You're getting that as one of the special bonuses here in the level two program. You get all of our professionally designed materials, a separate membership portal with all of this programming, as well as all of your workouts and done for you programs, video access, as well as access to our community and some mindset coaching. So the total value of this is over $20,000. The level two option is available for you at $29.97 or 12 payments of just $2.97 a month. Again, it's at fitchicksacademy.com/FNE. And I'm still not done. I know so much to cover. We also have this very special $200 off on top of everything. So right now we have a very special $200 off enrollment available until July 31st. When you go to fitchicksacademy.com/FNE, click on the button that says enroll now, scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll see a coupon code box. Enter the coupon code summer to save $200 off the paid in full. If you're doing a payment plan, if you're doing the level two payment plan, it's summer two for the level two or summer one for the level one. So instead of paying $19.97, it will be $17.97 for the level one. Level two will be $27.97. And you still get access to every single one of those bonuses I talked about today, including the super bonus. Whether you do a payment plan or the paid in full, it doesn't matter. The super bonus is available until July 31st for you to access. So that is everything that you are going to get. It's like crazy, the amount of stuff that you are going to receive up until July 31st. And again, this is a limited time offer. It will not be available again. It is just something that we were like, what goes so well with our passion to profit, right? And since because we're talking about all of these different opportunities to generate leads and build your business and build your coaching, we're like, let's give you exactly what we did and the actual materials that we perfected and the proven models so you can just use them too. So everything included, fitchicksacademy.com/FNE is where you go in order to register. And we cannot wait to welcome you to the Academy. Thank you so much for listening to Fit Chicks Chat. We hope that you enjoyed today's episode. And please remember to visit www.fitchicksacademy.com for more details on our summer fast track programs, including our fitness and nutrition expert certification and our holistic nutrition health coaching certifications. We look forward to welcoming you to the Academy, and we will see you again next week for Fit Chicks Chat.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.